Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of the most iconic drum and bass rhythms ever made, the Amen Break, and more importantly, we're going to arrange it like a real record in Ableton Live 12. A lot of people can loop an Amen. That's the easy part. The advanced move is making it evolve, breathe, and interact with the bassline so it feels performed, not just programmed. That's what we're building here, an Amen-style breakbeat starting in session view, then captured and refined into a full arrangement view structure. The big idea is simple. Session view is where you sketch the energy. Arrangement view is where you turn that energy into a finished track. If you combine those two workflows properly, you get the speed of improvisation and the control of a polished production. Now, before we start clicking around, think about how a strong DNB track actually works. The break is not just percussion. It's part groove, part identity, part motion. It can lead the intro, support the drop, create tension in the build, and then switch up the energy without sounding repetitive. In darker drum and bass especially, the Amen often carries the attitude of the track. So let's build a clean workspace first. Create a few audio or MIDI tracks in session view dedicated to the break system. A good starting point is a full Amen loop, a chop top layer, a kick and snare emphasis layer, an effects or reverse layer, and an optional resample track. Keep things organized from the beginning. In advanced sessions, visual clarity saves you more time than extra plugins ever will. Import a clean Amen-style break into the first track. Make sure warp is on. For drum material like this, beats mode is usually the best starting point. Set preserve to transients and adjust the transient envelope so the hits keep their punch. The goal is not to flatten the groove. The goal is to make it playable while keeping the original character. If the loop feels like it drifts, don't go crazy and quantize everything into a robotic grid. Just correct the downbeat and tighten the important transient markers. The Amen lives in that slightly human feel, so preserve it. On the break track or break group, add a drum bus if you want some extra movement and weight. A little drive goes a long way. Keep the crunch subtle, and don't overdo the boom unless you intentionally want a thicker low end. For most Amen work, the low end character is already there, so you're mostly shaping punch and color. Now here's an important mindset shift. Treat the Amen as a performance instrument, not a loop. That means you're not just placing one clip and letting it repeat forever. You're building phrases you can actually play. The next step is to slice the break into something more musical and flexible. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients or by rhythmic division, depending on how detailed you want the result to be. Once it's in a drum rack, think in phrases and functions, not just individual hits. For example, use some pads for kick and snare anchors, some for ghost note clusters, some for hats and tails, and some for fills or turnaround hits. If you want more control, wrap the rack in an instrument rack and map a few useful macro controls, like filter frequency, saturation amount, reverb send, or decay shaping. That gives you a performance-friendly setup without cluttering the screen. If you prefer to stay in audio rather than MIDI, that's totally valid too. You can duplicate the clip across several session slots and edit each version differently. One version can be the full break. Another can be top end rolled off. Another can emphasize the ghost notes. Another can be a short fill. The point is to create multiple ways of playing the same source material. Keep a safety copy of the original raw break in a hidden scene. That gives you a reference point if you want to go back to the pure groove later. Now let's build a small palette of break variations. This is where the arrangement starts to feel like a record instead of a loop. Create a full energy version, a filtered version, a sparse version, a fill version, maybe a reversed or washed version, and an outro version. You do not want the exact same Amen texture running for the whole track. That's one of the quickest ways to make a DNB arrangement feel flat. Use stock Ableton tools to create contrast. EQ8 is perfect for rolling off top end or carving out space. Auto filter can give you low pass sweeps and tension builds. Saturator can add grit and presence. Drum bus can help you glue the break together and add a bit more forward energy. Keep the processing purposeful. Every version should exist for a reason in the arrangement. Here's a useful range to keep in mind. For an intro variation, a low pass cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz can make the break feel distant and atmospheric. For the break bus, a little compression, maybe 2:4:1 with just a couple dB of gain reduction, can help control peaks without squashing the groove. And if you want subtle grit, a small amount of saturation can make the break feel more urgent without getting harsh. Now let's talk bass, because the Amen never exists alone. The break and bass relationship has to be planned before you record the arrangement. Set up a sub-channel and a mid-bass channel separately. The sub should stay mono and controlled. Use utility to keep the width at zero and make sure it doesn't wander. The mid-bass can have more movement and width, but keep the low fundamentals clean. Then carve the break around the bass. If the kick and the amen is stepping on the sub, dip that area carefully. If the snare body is crowding the bass articulation, check the low mids. If the hats feel too sharp, tame the top end slightly. You're trying to create separation without making the break lose its edge. A subtle sidechain compressor on the bass bus can help a lot here. Keep it light. You're not trying to pump the whole mix into a corner. You're just making room for the break and the low end to speak clearly together. In a rolling DNB tune, a little movement is enough. In a more aggressive section, you can push it harder, but the groove should still feel alive. Now comes the fun part. Perform the arrangement in session view like you're playing a live set. Set up scenes for different parts of the track. For example, a filtered intro, a build-up scene, a full drop scene, a variation scene, a filler switch-up scene, another drop scene, and then an outro. This gives you a roadmap for the track structure before you ever start drawing automation lines. Use clip launch quantization so transitions land cleanly. One bar is a good default. If you want quicker pre-fills, half-bar quantization can feel tighter. During the performance, mute and unmute layers manually. Bring in the bass after the intro tension has had a chance to breathe. Launch fill clips at phrase endings. Open the filter or increase send levels when you want motion. This is about playing the energy, not just triggering clips. Record at least one full pass. Don't try to be perfect on the first run. Capture momentum first. If needed, do a second pass with more deliberate mutes, fills, or automation moves. Advanced drum and bass arrangements often sound better when they're slightly performed rather than surgically assembled from the start. Once you've captured that performance into arrangement view, now you're in production mode. This is where you refine the structure so it feels intentional. Look at the recorded pass and tighten it up. Remove any weak moments. Extend or shorten fills. Make sure the transitions line up with clear 8-bar or 16-bar phrasing. This is where the track starts to read like a proper record. Use automation to shape the energy. Auto-filter cutoff on the break can create intro movement and pre-drop tension. Reverb throws on selected snare hits can add drama. Delay on a few break accents can create motion without clutter. Utility gain can help you create subtle ramps. Saturator drive can add a bit more edge right before a drop. A really solid DNB arrangement often follows pattern like this. Intro, tension, drop, switch up, second drop, outro. The exact lengths can change, but the idea is always the same. Create contrast, then release it. If every section is equally intense, nothing feels intense. And that leads to one of the most important advanced concepts, negative space. A lot of producers overfill amen arrangements. They keep every bar busy, and then the track has nowhere to hit. Instead, use empty space on purpose. Pull out a ghost note here and there. Remove the hats before a drop. Strip the break down to kick and snare for one bar. Use a reverse tail to pull into the next section. Those little gaps make the next hit feel heavier. You can also create fill bars that feel like actual drum language instead of generic FX. Think snare roll, broken amen slice pattern, pitchy tom or rim accent, or a final kick cutoff before the next phrase lands. If you want extra control, resample your performance to audio and then edit the waveform. That gives you surgical precision while keeping the feel of the live pass. Another advanced move is the reset bar. This is a simplified bar you can drop into any section when the energy gets too chaotic. It recenters the groove and gives the listener a moment to catch up before the next push. Before you call the arrangement finished, do a final low end and transient check. Listen in headphones and mono. Make sure the kick inside the break isn't fighting the sub. Check that the hi-hats are exciting, not facey. Make sure your snares still have snap and that the cymbals aren't getting harsh when the bass comes in. If the mix feels exciting but blurry, reduce the number of break layers before adding more processing. That's one of the biggest lessons in advanced DNB production. Clarity is power. A good final pass might include a little blue compressor on the break bus, some gentle EQ cleanup, drum bus used as color rather than as a crutch, and mono low-end layers using utility. Keep it tight, but don't crush the life out of it. So let's recap the core workflow. Build amen variations in session view. Perform the arrangement like a live set. Record that energy into arrangement view. Then refine the phrasing, automation, and contrast until it feels like a finished track. If you remember just one thing from this lesson, make it this. An amen break is not just something to loop. It's something to arrange. When you give it variations, space, and a relationship with the bass, It stops being a sample and starts behaving like a real part of the record. Now it's your turn. Open Ableton Live 12, build your break palette, set up your scenes, and perform the arrangement. Keep it musical, keep it controlled, and let the groove breathe. That's how you make an Amen hit like a proper DNB track.